Hello, Luna.
Today we're going to talk about Australia Day and the polemic about it. We are the radio of Thomas Edison High School, and I'm with my friends, Agathe.
Yes.
Hello. First, Agathe, what is Australia Day?
Australia Day is National Day on the January 26th, where Australians party with their friends, get drunk in a pool, proudly with white, blue, red and Union Jack flag. It's the day where the first Europeans set foot in Australia. They were British.
Right.
But why on this day some people are protesting and who are they?
People protesting are the Aboriginal community. They're protesting because the 26th of January means the day where murders, rapes and dispossessions start for them. It means Invasion Day because, like you said, it's the day where the British colonies set foot in Australia. And for them it's not a celebration, it's just a day of mourning.
But is protesting making a difference for the Aboriginal people?
Yes, but slowly things are moving forward. For example, in 1985, their most sacred place named Uluru, a large sandstone formation, was given back to Hananu, to an Aboriginal community. And it's a very important event because they believe their ancestor created Uluru at the dream time, at the beginning of Australia of the Earth. But under one condition, tourists can still climb it and visit it. But 30 years later, the Uluru climb is permanently closed. This event named the End Back is a little step compared to all the violence they have been through.
The First Nation population went from an estimated 1.5 million before invasion to less than 100,000 in 1900. And we know the majority of people killed in the 1900 were Aboriginal people, more precisely 97% of them were Aborigines.
Right, now I will talk about the Mayo Creek Massacre, which is an example of extreme violence in the Aboriginal community and in the same time a demonstration of their rights. This massacre took place in 1838, where 28 Aboriginals were tortured and executed by a group of white colonists. But 11 of the 12 colonist men were arrested and 7 of them were executed. That was the first time where white people were hanged due to Aboriginal murders. And it's for that it's a very important event in the Aboriginal community and the history of Australia.
For some people, changing the date is pointless, because there are other main problems in this community.
Yeah, like poverty, violence, poor earth, or poor attendance.
In my opinion, I agree for the changing the date because...
I too kind of agree for changing the date. It can be another step for the equality between the two communities in Australia, between Aboriginal community and white people. So there can be one community, but the Aboriginals have to be part in the decision. Right, Australians propose a new day for National Day of Australia, which is a Harmony Day,
yes.
Which takes place in the 21st of March. And this new event, I think it's a great idea, because Australians cannot celebrate the National Day because it reminds them of all the violence they have been through. But if it's just another date, then they can just drink with their friends and party like white people, like the Australian should do. And yes, that's a great idea because there's no pride in genocide. Okay, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.